the blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear viewers of Madani channel, today our topic is knowledge is light. And no doubt, knowledge is light and knowledge is life as well. And without life, you know, the condition of the body. You need a very, very focus on your knowledge, because knowledge will clear the right path or the wrong path. If the person, they don't have a knowledge, they're always in a problem. And to change the nation, to change the mindset of the people, you have to have a knowledge, because it's a very powerful thing, you can say powerful weapon to change the complete entire nations as well. But nowadays, if we can realize these things, as a sad reality, nobody has a jazba to gain the knowledge, especially Ilm-e-Deen we are talking about, which can differentiate between the right and the wrong path. And the people, that's why in our society, because of the lack of Islamic knowledge, crimes, drug dealing, hatred, bullying, all sort of sins, you can say, the backbiting, jealousy, you can find in our society because of the lack of Islamic knowledge. So today, we'll discuss about how the knowledge is light. Ahadith, Qurani ayat, Buzurgan-e-Deen, Farameen advises as well. And also a few practical examples. If you have a knowledge, how you behave. And if you don't have a knowledge, then what are the consequences? So mashallah, we will start with the beautiful blessings of Durood-e-Pak. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when you forget something, and that's normal, happy people forget something, they put there and then, after a few hours, they try to find where I put my stuff. If you forget something, then send peace and blessing upon me. You will recollect that thing, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bhuli hui cheezon ko yaad karne ka bhi aapko wazifa mil gaya. Har dard ki dawa hai, salli ala Muhammad. Taweez har bala hai, salli ala Muhammad. Jo marz la dawa ho, ye ghol kar pila do. Kya nuskha-e shifa hai, salli ala Muhammad. So inshallah azza wa jal, keep sending peace and blessings on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and keep getting the blessings and the mercies of Allah azza wa jal. Question of the day, aayye dekhte hain inshallah. Question of the day, what special worship is done on Friday? Special worship on the blessed day of Friday. Very easy answer. Aayye Faiz Rasool bhai se kalam sunke.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayka ya Habiballah. Mera dil aur meri jaan Madine tujh pe so jaan se qurbaan Madine wale kaam aati hai teri zaat har ek dukhiya ke meri mushkil آسان مدینے والے لکھ دے میری قسمت میں مدینہ لکھ دے ہے تیری ملک قلمدان مدینے والے صلی اللہ علیہ یا السلام عليك يا حبيب الله آسمان چھپ گیا چاندنائی تیرے دیدار کی تاب چھپ گیا چاندنائی تیرے دیدار کی تاب اور اگر سا سجدہ کرتا اور اگر سامن رہتا تو بھی سجدہ کرتا روز ایک چاند تصدق میں اتارا کرتا دھوم ذروں میں انشم سکی پڑ جاتی ہے دھوم ذروں میں انشم سکی پڑ جاتی ہے طرف سے ہے گزر چاند ہمارا کرتا جس طرف سے ہے گزر چاند ہمارا کرتا آہا کیا خوب تھا گر حاضر در ہوتا میں آہا کیا خوب تھا گر حاضر در ہوتا میں ان کے سایہ تلے چین سے سویا کرتا ان کے سایہ کے تلے چین سے سویا کرتا موت اس دن کو جو پھر نام وطن کا لیتا موت اس دن کو جو پھر نام وطن کا لیتا خاک اس سر پہ جو اس در سے کنارا کرتا خاک उस सर पे जो इस दर से कनारा करता ए हसन कसद मदीना नहीं नहीं रोना بس دے مدینہ نہیں رونا ہے یہی اور میں آپ سے کس بات کا شکوا کرتا آسمان روز ایک چاند تصدق میں اتارا کرتا
سبحان اللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم knowledge is light and knowledge is life very important topic because it's such a powerful tool that get the closeness of Allah Almighty if you have a knowledge and he can save you from the sins and also make you a pious person the more you learn the more you earn and the confidence and also the self confidence ho kahe wo bhi isi wajah se hasil hota hai bahut sare log isi pe kamzor reh jate hain Wasim bhai because they don't get so much knowledge kehte bas enough hai the knowledge to yahi hai ki har musalman par ilm hasil karna farz hai hame to islam bahut zyada jo na emphasize karta hai नॉलेज के ऊपर और लर्निंग के ऊपर बिकॉज इज सच अ टूल कि ये आने वाली जनरेशन के अंदर जब आप ट्रांसफर करेंगे तभी तो आगे की तरफ कामयाबी होगी ना तो अगर आपने सीखा ही कुछ नहीं है तो आप दूसरों को क्या सिखाएंगे तो हम डे टू डे रूटीन को देखें या किसी भी तरह लें लुक एट द चाइल्ड एंड लुक एट द एडल्ट अ ब्यूटीफुल एग्जाम्पल इज गिवन बाय आवर फाइव प्रीडेसेसर द स्नेक द चाइल्ड दे गो टूगेदर द स्नेक व्हाई बिकॉज नो नॉलेज बट द फादर run away from the snake because he has a knowledge so his knowledge is very important thing in our life
Shastav, you know you just mentioned one point regarding regarding the coming generation that if you can transfer this on not only it benefits the coming generation it will benefit you in the grave as well it will benefit you in the hereafter as well the more knowledge you have inshallah this will continue to not only benefit the coming generations but this will benefit you. For example now you taught a hadith to an individual now as long as his coming generations his generations act upon the hadith of the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam you could be in your grave 300-400 years down the line but you will continue to get the reward inshallah if you look at great personalities like Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh meaning how many hundreds of years have passed But we're still benefiting. We still read about him. Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayhi, we're still benefiting. So alhamdulillah, this is what it is that knowledge is something that it's not static. It will continue, inshallah. It continue movement, inshallah, and you will get the benefit, inshallah. But Shahzad, regarding knowledge, I just want to quickly give an introduction regarding knowledge. If you look at knowledge, there's many departments that we have in the council, in the government at this moment in time. You've got transport, you've got all sorts of departments. But when any department needs any manpower, who do they turn to? They turn towards the education department. They turn towards the colleges, university, that we need manpower. We need you to come on board and to continue to run this system. That's the importance of the education department, that they're going to continue to run the system that we've got in place and not only run it, make it better in the future as well. And Shahzad, regarding university and college, if you look at it, this is optional. If someone doesn't go to college, there's no fine. It's not necessary. If someone doesn't go to university to get a degree, it's not necessary. But when it comes to Islam, there is specific knowledge that is necessary for you to learn and sometimes this continues to change now for example now a child he becomes a teenager he has to learn the masail but now he's become a businessman now it's necessary for him it's forced for him to learn those particular rulings as well so he can implement it as well what does Allah Azza wa Jalla mention in the Holy Quran Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in the Holy Quran Surah Ali Imran ayah number 18 translation from Kanzul Iman and Allah Azza wa Jalla has testified there is none worthy of worship but him and so did the angels and those of knowledge those people of knowledge now if you look at this the angels and the scholars. In other words, they've been mentioned together. This shows you the status, this shows you the rank of the scholars. The, alhamdulillah, they have been mentioned with the angels in this particular verse. Allah has considered the ulama witness to be authentic like the angels. That's alhamdulillah what we learn from this particular narration. But Shah Sahib, if you look at knowledge, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, something beautiful I read today. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he was once asked, that is the wealth better or is the knowledge better? And it's mentioned that he replied that whenever you spend money, it goes, it leaves your possession. You got £100, you spend £20, it's gone, you got £80 left. But knowledge is that thing. The more you spend it, meaning the more you pass it on to other people, the more it will increase, inshallah. That's the value and that's the importance of knowledge. And Haji Abdul Habib Sahib beautifully mentioned on Madani Channel when I was listening that, you know, with the wealth, what happens? You got money in your pocket, you keep checking it. Have I got it? Have I got it? Have I lost it? Has someone taken it? You keep checking it to make sure. You keep opening your bank application. Is my money still there? Have I still got this possible money? But knowledge is that it will keep you safe. With wealth, you have to keep checking money. Is it there or is it gone? So knowledge is that it will keep you safe. It will protect you. It will continue to protect you. It will continue to protect you in this world. And especially in the grave, it will continue to benefit you. And Shastab, regarding knowledge, something that I would like to mention, that if you look at the worldly knowledge, if you look at money, for example, money everyone will get. Muslims have it, non-Muslims have it. Professionals have it, non-professionals have it. If you look at doctors have it, non-doctors have it. Oh, everyone has money. But if you look at knowledge, Allah beautifully is mentioned about Allah, that whenever Allah wants to do good to someone, He gives them knowledge, alhamdulillah. So everyone can get money, but with knowledge is that one particular thing, that only those people that gain the tawfiq, only they will get knowledge. So, but inshallah, in today's program, what I would request the viewers of Madani Channel is that even right now, there might be someone watching, because they have lack of knowledge. Maybe their roza is not complete. Maybe their namaz is not complete. Maybe these things, and that's exactly what we're going to be discussing in today's program, to find out, because it's one sign of the Day of Judgment, that a person will think that he's doing good, but in other words, he's doing bad. And that's what we'll continue to learn. So one request I have for the viewers of Madani Channel, that was a quick introduction, but continue to watch this program so we learn the importance of knowledge, inshallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Shahid Bhai?
MashaAllah, a beautiful topic. Importance of knowledge. There's four type of people who gain knowledge. Or should I say, four people can be related to this. First of all, people who gain knowledge, and that knowledge only for the worldly purpose. Second aspect is those people who gain knowledge of deen, which is beneficial in this world as well as the hereafter. Third type of people who gain knowledge, but they don't make any use of it at all, neither in this world, and they don't pass it for the hereafter. Yeah. And fourth type of people is who actually don't even bother gaining any knowledge. The best of those are those who gain knowledge for this world and the hereafter, the knowledge of deen. It's incumbent upon every Muslim to seek the knowledge of deen. We tend to educate our children for the worldly gain, to become of some status in this society, whether we want them to become accountants, lawyers, doctors, engineers, whatever we are. But if we look at this aspect, that knowledge they have gained for the world, how long is that going to last them? Maybe 30 years, 40 years, maybe 50 at the top end after retirement, then that's it. We're going to leave this world. What knowledge have they gained for the hereafter? We send our children to the madrasas for a short period, maybe 2 hours in the evening, and we expect miracles by the teachers. We have to take the initiative to seek knowledge of self and teach our children as well. We can't just depend on the teachers at the masjid and madrasas and say, here's my son and you teach him everything, and then we expect miracles from our children. It doesn't work that way. Important thing is that we seek knowledge of ourselves, and once we gain some knowledge or a bit of knowledge, we can then teach our children at home as well and keep them path of knowledge of deen as well. And just it's important that the knowledge we gain and the knowledge that we teach our children for deen, it will not only benefit for that duration, but it will benefit for the generations to come hereafter as well. We will leave this world, we need children who will be pious, who will do a solid job for us once we left. Likewise, when they leave, they will need to have that knowledge which they teach their children to come as well, so they can also seek this. And this aspect, the knowledge continues to flow through until the Day of Judgment, which is very important. We, unfortunately, we look at the short time of what benefit we're going to get by the knowledge of this world, and that's it. We think we're here, and whatever knowledge is here is here. But the reality is, the real test is of the hereafter. And that is the knowledge which we need to aim for, which we need to prepare for. That is the knowledge of the best of knowledge which people gain of this world and hereafter. Those who gain knowledge only for the worldly benefits of businesses or how to educate and become of status, that knowledge does not happen in the hereafter. That knowledge is limited. And when it comes to the masail of Islamic wuzu masail, ghusl masail, going to masjid, reading namaz, everything, they are hesitant to know exactly what are the rulings of these, and they're very shy to ask the scholars of deen as well, that look, I'm not very sure about this, how do they, because they haven't gained the knowledge, they keep themselves reserved in asking questions as well to rectify themselves. Therefore, it's important that we gain knowledge of some sort at least, where we can at least approach scholars and ask if we don't know. And the best way is gain knowledge where we can practice and pass through this role.
Mashallah, Dawat Islam is well known of his Islamic education side, alhamdulillah, mm-hmm. all around the world, spreading the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Islamic teaching as well. And one thing is that our religion teaches us to never stop learning. You know, ek stage aati, ek college, university, and they stop. But Islam is such a beautiful religion. The more you have a knowledge about Islam, the love for Islam increases as well.
Inshallah.
But if you don't have a knowledge, to uske baad kya hoga, ek limit aati, ek banda ruk jata. It motivates us to learn more ilm-e-deen. Agar aap jo bhi baat kar rahe hain, halal hai, haram hai, anything you talk, even a worldly thing. If you don't have a knowledge how to drive a car, you can't drive a car. So, you don't know how to cross the road. You need a knowledge for this. Aap ye thodi main road pe cross karne lag jate hain. You have to have a knowledge for everything. Tabhi jaake is duniya mein aapko success milti hai. Isi tarike se deen mein bhi yahi hai. Aur Quran Pak mein tum Allah ke deen ki madad karo, Allah tumhari madad karega. Help the deen of Allah, Allah will help you. And one of the way to gain the help of Allah is to spread the knowledge. Religious knowledge jo hai usko phailane se, Islam ko madad karne se aapko Allah ki madad milegi, aapki problem solve hogi. Ab lekin agar main khud hi hasil nahi kar raha hu, look at our stage. Wuzu, azan ho rahi hai, oh abhi pani peete, abhi masjid ki azan nahi hui hai. Lack of knowledge shuru se yahi ho raha tha. Shukr hai Dawat Islami ka, Madani channel keep announcing azan is for namaz, for fajr, not for close roza. Even the same way the roza opening up karne, yani ke 10 12 14 18 19 hour ka fast, summer mein 21 hour you are fasting, 21 hours. Just one slight mistake because of lack of knowledge, 21 hour fasting wasted. Just a few seconds before you open your fast, everything wasted. Just a few seconds after you close your fast, everything wasted. Why? Because of lack of knowledge. You going masjid, fajr, you performing your salatul tahajjud, zohar, asar, maghrib, isha, you not sleeping, reciting Quran, but the main problem, lack of knowledge, your wuzu is not right. Then everything is not allowed to you. कैसे आप नमाज पढ़ रहे हैं? कुरान को अगर जो बंदा नापाक है उसको छूना भी जायज नहीं है. अब उसको छू रहे बिकॉज यू नॉट पाक. सो यू हैव टू हैव अ नॉलेज फॉर एवरीथिंग, एवरी सिंगल थिंग. आपको नॉलेज थी तो मुंह में डाला ना. यू हैव अ नॉलेज जब तो आपने ऊपर पहना है, वरना नीचे पहनते हैं. आपको नॉलेज है जब तो रखा है ये सर पे. एवरीथिंग नीड नॉलेज. विदाउट नॉलेज के तो आप चम्मच भी सही तरीके से नहीं पकड़ सकते. यू हैव टू हैव अ नॉलेज के चम्मच को इस तरह पकड़ दे तभी ये मुंह में जाएगा. उल्टा पकड़ के कभी किसी ने देखा है? तो बचपन से बच्चे को नॉलेज सिखा रहे, लेकिन कौन सी नॉलेज ये देखना है. वो नॉलेज जो दुनिया में भी काम आए और आखरत में भी काम आए. सच काइंड ऑफ नॉलेज विल बेनिफिट यू नॉट ओनली इन दिस वर्ल्ड बट ऑल्सो इन योर ग्रेव एंड ऑल्सो हेयर आफ्टर. दिस काइंड ऑफ नॉलेज वी नीड टू लर्न. हम दुनियावी एजुकेशन की तरह भाग रहे, यस यू कैन, नो प्रॉब्लम, ले ली चाहिए, लेकिन साथ में वो नॉलेज जो हमें अजाब से बचा सकती है, पनिशमेंट से बचाएगी, दुनिया भी बेहतर करेगी, आखिरत भी बेहतर करेगी, उस नॉलेज के बारे में हमारा क्या जज्बा है, हम कितने कीन हैं. इवन वी नॉट कीन फॉर दैट, हमारे जो चिल्ड्रन है उनको भी इसका जज्बा नहीं है. हर कोई, एवरीबडी वॉन्ट टू बिकम अ डॉक्टर, इंजीनियर, चार्टर्ड अकाउंटेंट, बैरिस्टर, लेकिन साथ में इस्लामिक नॉलेज होना बहुत जरूरी है ताकि आपको हलाल और हराम का पता चल सके. करप्शन हैपनिंग ऑल अराउंड द वर्ल्ड, प्रोडक्शन ऑफ स्कूल, कॉलेज एंड यूनिवर्सिटीज, स्ट्राइक्स हैपनिंग, हॉस्पिटल्स, डॉक्टर्स, People are dying, they don't care. But you never seen any scholar who's gone on a strike. I'm not going to lead namaz today. मैं नमाज ही नहीं पढ़ाऊंगा. कभी सुना आपने रमजान में मस्जिद बंद हुई है? कभी सुना आपने? कभी आपने सुना कि जी स्ट्राइक पे चलेगा तमाम इमाम साहब और मस्जिदें बंद है, आज नमाज नहीं होगी? कभी भी नहीं सुनेंगे. दैट्स द नॉलेज यू नीड, विल सेव यू योर ईमान एंड योर फ्यूचर जनरेशन. तो ऐसे ही नॉलेज की तरफ जाना चाहिए जो चीजों को बचाए. वसीम भाई क्या फरमाते हैं? सीरियसली, नेवर सीन. अब मस्जिद के मदरसे से कह दिया स्ट्राइक, नहीं पढ़ाएंगे हम, कभी भी नहीं सुनेंगे. उनके जो भी प्रॉब्लम होंगे वो इस्लामी वे में डील करने की कोशिश करेंगे. वो होता है कि कोई आ जाए जिसके पास इस्लामी नॉलेज नहीं, हो जाके तोड़ फोड़ कर, वो भी एक अलग मैटर है. वो भी नहीं है, क्योंकि उसके पास भी नॉलेज वो नहीं जो इस्लाम कह रहे. जिसके पास इस्लाम की नॉलेज होगा वो कभी भी नुकसान नहीं पहुंचाएगा.
डेफिनेटली 100% शाह साहब, 100%. A person that understands his values, Islamic values, they won't be going on this particular path of, you know, breaking this and breaking that. So this is why it's very, very important for us to seek Islamic knowledge. Honestly, if you look at our pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal, the previous predecessors, they are the ones that had real jazba to seek Islamic knowledge. Today we've got it very easy. Shah Sahib, all you do is open Dawat Islami's website. You've got hundreds of books you can read. You switch on Madani channel, you don't even have to read anything. It's there, and then someone explains
you
to
you. Even the practical wuzu, practical, everything is in there, salah and everything.
That's right, yeah. Everything is available. But if you look at our pious predecessor, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we left Madinah to Munawwara. He went to a different country. Why? To learn one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
One just month one. Going and one month coming.
Yeah, and today, everything hadith is on our fingertips, meaning we can do, but here it's very critical to mention as well. Yes, knowledge is available, but where are you seeking the Islamic knowledge from? If you're, because remember right now, there's a lot of incorrect information that is being put out there through videos, through social media, through search engines. So it's very, very important to understand. Yes, now someone might be thinking, brother, I want to seek Islamic knowledge. But where are you going to get it from? Are you learning it from the right person, or are you learning it from the wrong person? So this is where I would request that where there is a wrong information that is being promoted, put out there as well. My request to the viewers of Madani channel is, stay with Dawat Islami. Stay with Dawat Islami's applications. Alhamdulillah, these were being created. Hundreds of thousands of pounds these are costing. But what? Just to make it easy for people. The books, you know, £3-4 they're costing physical. But someone can go on the website completely free of charge. You can download it any time of the day. You can get it. And then, mashallah, what we discussed a couple of days ago, the online classes, alhamdulillah, the course is Fizan Online Academy. Alhamdulillah, a teacher will teach you at your time. You're free at 1 o'clock in the morning. You log on, he will teach you at 1 o'clock. Uh-huh. Look how easy it's getting. But the thing is that, you know, the passion to seek Islamic knowledge, unfortunately, that's dying. Everything is becoming easier, but it's dying. So it's a humble request, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, that we might be doing. For example, another very important aspect, Shasab, is remember what goes into our stomach. That will have effects. You are working 10, 11, 12, 13 hours a day to feed your children. But if you then learn that your earning is haram and you've been feeding all your life, then what else do we expect? So it's very, very important that whichever aspect that you're going, you want to be, if you become a businessman, whatever you want to do, you want to become a solicitor, you want to become a barrister, first of all, it's very important to understand what is Islam. So today, people, yes, no doubt, what does the law say about this? What does the law say about that? But first of all, we need to remain in the boundaries of Islam, boundaries of Sharia, all the other laws are after that.
This is another question. Problem ye aata hai ke, you know, when it's a worldly matter, we know everything. Very clever, very sharp, very smart. Which is the best school? Which is the best college? Was the best shopping place with the discount going on? Was the sales? We know everything. But when a religious matter comes, we don't know. We have about zero. Oh, yaar, chalo yin se le lete. Oh, chalo koi baat nahi, idhar se le. You have to have a knowledge for that as well. Day, evening, night, sleeping, morning. If you don't have that knowledge, it's written as a sinful person. Jo farz tha, wo seekha hi nahi hai. Ab saath saath hai, so rahe uthe. Kyunki wo jo cheeze jaag, aapko pata thi, aapne wo seekha hi nahi farz ulum. To gunagar ho rahe ya nahi ho rahe? Napaki ki halat mein ghoom rahe hain. Aur neki samajh ke kaam kar rahe hain. Quran bhi pad rahe hain, sab kuch. To gunagar ho rahe ya nahi ho rahe? Jo seekhna tha, farz seekhna farz. वाजिब सीखना वाजिब, सुन्नत सीखना सुन्नत, जो और बाकी जो चीजें जो मुबा है वो मुबा है, जो मुस्ताब है मुस्ताब है. डेफिनेशन भी बहुत कम लोगों को पता होगी. विजडम जो होती है ना, कम नॉट फ्रॉम एज, नॉट रिलेटेड विद योर एज, इट फ्रॉम द एजुकेशन एंड लर्निंग प्रोस्पेक्टस. लर्निंग लर्निंग लर्निंग, नॉलेज विल कम, सीखने से आएगा. ये नहीं कि मैं तो भाई 50 साल का हूँ आप मुझे क्या सिखा रहे हो, बात 50 साल की नहीं है, बात सीखने की। 50 साल में आपने जो है वो क्या कहते हैं एक सिपारा नहीं पढ़ना सीखा सही, और उसने 10 साल में सीख लिया, तो बात एज की नहीं है, बात अकलमंदी की है, किस तरीके से आप सीखते रहते हैं। सीखने के मराइल को कभी भी जिंदगी में खत्म नहीं करना, इसकी बहुत सारी अहदीस के अंदर भी जो है इंशाल्लाह शाहिद भाई कुछ बयान करेंगे कुछ चीजें इंशाल्लाह।
Seeking of knowledge, the importance of that. If you look at the, you know, the rewards for that, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that on the day of judgment, an alim and an abid, a devout worshipper, they'll be brought in the court of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty will command the abid to enter paradise, and when the alim comes, he'll tell the alim to wait, and say, wait here, intercede for the sinners with Israel.
Allah.
So we see, you know, we spend money to send our children for the worldly education. We also should make the mind of our children to become scholars of deen. Alhamdulillah, Islami, we have these courses in person at various locations as well as online as well. And as mentioned, those who don't have the time of physically attending due to work commitments or anything, online course, where you're looking about 2 hours a day, Shahzad, we probably waste a lot more time on that in useless activities of doing things which don't gain any benefit. Whereas we utilize these 2 hours to gain this Islamic knowledge, and inshallah after 6-7 years, become a scholar. You'll have a scholar in your family. Any issues you have, you can ask the scholar in your family. Any Hafiz of Quran you have in your family, a great blessing. So we know that this is the reward that not only benefit here, it benefits the generations as well. And it is such knowledge that which cannot be taken away by anybody. The worldly knowledge we gain, you know, it can be affected in some aspect. You may make a wrong decision, but once you have Islamic knowledge, you can benefit other people through this knowledge as well. Knowledge indeed is very ample, and life is very short. We need to gain this knowledge. We're here today, we may not be here tomorrow. And it's important that in this short life we have, we gain this Islamic knowledge as much as possible. And learning this knowledge of religious knowledge is important. And besides this, Yasab, it always helps us to encourage other people as well. So why not take that step and seek that knowledge which will benefit us here and the hereafter?
Jis tarah aap duniya mein kisi cheez ke liye jaate hain na, the moment you want something, you have to make efforts for it. So same way, you have to effort for it. Knowledge doesn't come, but you have to go. अब अगर नॉलेज नहीं होगा तो क्या होगा, कोई वजीफा देते हैं, कोई ये हो जाए तो वो हो जाए, अच्छा नॉलेज नहीं होती है, बस दे दो तो ठीक है, ले ले थोड़ा सा, आप पढ़ना भी तो सीखे, होता ना वही बात है जी, अरसे से पढ़ रहा हूँ, वजीफा कुछ भी नहीं हो, जैसे डॉक्टर के पास गया तो डॉक्टर ने कहा यू नीड टू हैव जॉइन सम स्पोर्ट्स एंड एक्सरसाइज, को आपको करना पड़ेगा, कोई स्पोर्ट खेलना पड़ेगा थोड़ा, उसने बोला ठीक है जी, आफ्टर वन मंथ यू कम द सेम प्रॉब्लम, ब्लड प्रेशर शुगर, डॉक्टर ने कहा मैंने आपको बोला था कि आपने कोई गेम ज्वाइन, बोला किया है, बोला कौन सा, मोबाइल पे गेम खेल, बोला आई नीड द फिजिकल, तो अब ये भी नॉलेज नहीं है कि क्या बोलना है क्या नहीं बोलना है, अब वजीफे भी करते हैं तो नॉलेज नहीं है तो काम खराब हो जाता है, तो किसने काम खराब किया है, पहले पढ़ना तो सीखे, मालूम तो करे है क्या, तो इधर भी सीखने की बात आई कि हर चीज जो है पहले उसको समझे देखे तो सही, यू हैव टू हैव अ नॉलेज कि उसको करना क्या है, अब जो आपको लगा थे वो कुछ बोला यार क्या बात कर रहा था, पता चला वो क्या कुछ और कह रहा था और हम समझे कुछ और हमने आगे जाके कुछ और बता दिया, काम सारा खराब हो गया, तो अब इसके लिए भी देखना पड़ता है कि वजीफे ये ना सारे दिए जा रहे और पता है नहीं कि वजीफा पढ़ना कैसे था, कब डॉक्टर दवाई देता है, डॉक्टर साथ में लिख कर देता है, टू मॉर्निंग टू आफ्टरनून टू इवनिंग, डॉक्टर हैव टू हैव नॉलेज अबाउट दिस, आपको भी नॉलेज होनी चाहिए कि सुबह कब होती है दोपहर और रात कब होती है, आपको जब डॉक्टर ने दी कि ये रात को खानी है आपने सुबह खा ली तो आप सो रहे हैं, आप पता चला वो नींद की गोली थी, तो सारी चीजों के लिए अच्छी बुराई की पहचान के लिए यू हैव टू हैव नॉलेज, इसीलिए कहते हैं नॉलेज इज लाइट एंड नॉलेज इज लाइफ, हर चीजों की, तो आपको वैसे ही आपको एक समझाने के लिए अर्थ की है, लेकिन ये प्रॉब्लम है, वजीफा कर रहा हूँ नथिंग हैपनिंग है, भैया जिस तरह करना था क्या उस तरह किया है, चाबी के 5 दाने से चाबी खुलती है ना, अगर 4 होंगे तो लॉक नहीं खुलेगा, अगर कोई मिकदार बताई गई है, कोई तादाद बताई गई है, कोई आपको फ्रीक्वेंसी दी गई है तो उसी फ्रीक्वेंसी के जरिए खुलेगा ना, खुद ब खुद तो नहीं कोई ताला खुल जाएगा, तो आप अगर उसको उसी वे में डिलीवर कर रहे होंगे तभी आपको उसकी बरकतें मिलेंगी। इल्म के बारे में है, इल्म इस्लाम की जिंदगी और दीन का सुतून है, और जो शख्स इल्म की तलब में रहता है अल्लाह पाक उसके रिस्क का जामिन होता है। अब हमें इतनी सारी चीजें पता है लेकिन हम एक और बड़ी प्यारी हदीस पाक है आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने फरमाया द वन हु विल गेन इस्लामिक नॉलेज नाउ हियर स्पेशली इस्लामिक नॉलेज वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट। आप एक रिलीजियस बैकग्राउंड से रिलीजियस मदनी चैनल देख रहे हैं तो डेफिनेटली आपसे यही एक्सपेक्ट कर रहे होंगे आपको रिलीजियस पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से समझाए। यस हम आपको वर्ल्डली एग्जाम्पल्स भी दे रहे हैं लेकिन मेन मकसद तो हमारा रिलीजियन इस्लाम है जो हमें जन्नत में लेकर जाएगा। हम रिलीजियस कितना स्ट्रांग है ये चीजें देखनी है ना। मेरे आका अलैहिस्सलातु वस्सलाम ने फरमाया द वन हु विल गेन इस्लामिक नॉलेज अल्लाह विल ईज हिज डिफिकल्टीज एंड विल बिस्टो सस्टेनेंस अपॉन हिम फ्रॉम द प्लेस फ्रॉम वेयर ही हैज नॉट थॉट अबाउट। उसने सोचा भी नहीं था गुमान भी नहीं किया था ही विल गेट दिस सस्टेनेंस फ्रॉम दैट प्लेस। किस वजह से? सिर्फ इल्म की वजह से, इल्म सीखने की वजह से अल्लाह उसके रास्ते आसान कर देता है, मुश्किलें आसान कर देता है। लेकिन अरसा हो गया इल्म दीन की बात सुने हुए सीखे हुए एग्जैक्टली सेम टाइम वन इमाम साहब विल से अल्लाह अकबर जुमा, एक तो जुम्मे में भी आते बिल्कुल एग्जैक्ट आते कोई चीज सीख ना लूं एक्स्ट्रा। इतना यानी कि हम इल्म दीन से दूर हो रहे हैं। अल्लाह हमारे ईमान की हिफाजत फरमाए और हमारे अकीदों की हिफाजत फरमाए।
शाह साहब यू मेंशन सम वेरी वेरी पावरफुल मदनी फूल देयर अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह। आई थिंक मोस्ट इंपोर्टेंटली अबाउट लैक ऑफ नॉलेज इट्स समथिंग दैट if you look at it from the worldly aspect or whether you look at it from the religious aspect, a lot of people are suffering at this moment in time due to not having knowledge and due to having the lack of knowledge that now has led them onto a different path. So it's very, very important that, you know, we try to seek knowledge, we try to understand knowledge, because a person could be doing so many good actions, but because they're doing it incorrectly, like you mentioned the beautiful example, the a key, until you don't get the right key, you're not going to open the door, the locks are not going to open. So it's very, very important that we try to understand this. Shahid Bhai mentioned one point earlier on, which I would just like to take forward as well. Here comes also the point of teaching your children as well. We need to install these into our children's mind from right from the start. Because right, when they're young, whatever you're going to tell them, they're not only going to remember it for the next 10 years, they're going to remember it for the rest of their life. It's simple as that. So it's very, very important that at a young age, you teach your children knowledge, manners, etc., etc., all this. This is also a way of how to spread Islamic knowledge as well. Teach them about the life of the Prophet ﷺ, how he used to eat, how he used to sleep, how he used to drink, etc., etc. Whatever you get them into the habit now, they will continue to act upon this. Also, the other problem that, as you were talking about, lack of knowledge, another huge, huge, huge problem at this moment in time is words of kufr. Because of lack of knowledge, they say specific words, certain words about Allah, the Prophet ﷺ, Allah. Jahannam, Jannah, for example. And you know the words
they make fun of these things and they become
out. They are taken out of the folds of Islam. So this is something that is very, especially in today's day and age.
It's a fuzz on everyone.
It's fuzz as well. But especially as we got media today, it's very, very critical that we understand what is kufr and what is not kufr. Because at this moment in time, I remember just not long ago, we attended a hatam. And afterwards, during the hatam, a person, he said something. The brother is like, brother, you know, this is taking you at the fold of Islam. They don't want to accept it. They don't want to, no, this is, and shut up, the other problem that comes. You explain a ruling to someone, whether this is right, this is wrong. You Maulvi Sahabs, you bought these new rulings. We used to do this for the last 40 years. It's new rulings that have come. But that, end of the day, if a mistake is being made, the Allama Sahab, the scholar, the Maulana Sahab's job is to try to rectify it there and then. So this huge problem that has started regarding kufr, and then the other problem is regarding kufr. You go, the people go to functions, the wedding. Please do dua for my daughter, do dua for my son, they get along. What's happening in the background? Not normal songs, but songs of kufr, where they're making fun of Allah, mazallah. And then after 10 years, they say, brother, what's happened here all of a sudden? So this is something that we need to try to avoid. We have to avoid as well. Kufri statements, it's been so common at this moment in time that people are joking about Allah. People are, mazallah, joking about Jahannam as well. People even say these statements as well. They will go, they will see what happens, and then eventually we will come out. These are all completely wrong. This is why it's very, very important. If you look at Amir al-Sunnat, for example, at times people come, they say certain words, they say certain statements are on their mind. Amir al-Sunnat corrects it there and then. That's exactly, this is the kind of people that we need to spend our time with. Those people that correct us. This is also a point of knowledge as well, that who are you spending your time with? Right. Are you spending time with those people that, mashallah, this is good, this is good. Are you spending the time with those people that when you do something wrong as well, they're correcting you as well? So company plays a huge, huge role. Again, another point of Kufriya statements which I would like to mention as well, acknowledging as well. This is also a form of knowledge as well. Someone said something, all you do is acknowledge it by your head. This could also take you down the road.
Acknowledgement is time mangta bhi aapse. Because you don't have a knowledge as well. ठीक है जी अब ये जो आपने किया है ना ठीक है जी आपने ताईद कर दी गलत चीज की अगर कुफर की ताईद करे तो कुफर में आती है सो यू हैव टू हैव अ नॉलेज दिस कुफरिया कलेमात के बारे में सवाल वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट डे एंड एज नाउ डेज यू नीड टू कहते ना हिफ्स कर ले किताब होती है ना हिफ्स कर ले तो शायद जान बच जाए बहुत मुश्किल है जान के ईमान बच जाए जान तो चली गई तो जान तो जानी है सबकी ईमान ना चला जाए जिसका ईमान चला गया तो हमेशा के लिए बर्बाद हो जाएगा हमेशा के लिए जहन्नम में मरेगा हमेशा जहन्नम में जलेगा those who die without ईमान
मुसलमान है हम सब भी तेरी अता से
बहुत प्यारी बात की उसी मैंने यू नीड टू लुक वेयर यू आर सिटिंग योर कंपनी योर फ्रेंडशिप विच पीपल यू आर सिटिंग और मेरे आका अलैहि सल्लतु सलाम की बड़ी प्यारी हदीस पाक है हजरत अबू उमामा रजी अल्लाह तआला ने बयान करते हैं आका अलैहि सल्लतु सलाम ने फरमाया हजरत लुकमान इज गिविंग द एडवाइस टू हिज सन के ओ माई सन सिट विद द स्कॉलर्स उलमा के पास लाजमी बैठना मस्त बैठना और हुकमा की गुफ्तगु गौर से सुनना कि अल्लाह मुर्दा दिल को नूर हिकमत से जिंदा करता जिस तरह के वो मुर्दा जमीन को जोरदार बारिश से हयात बख्शता है यानी कि इन महफिलों में जो मुर्दा दिल होते हैं ना ये जिंदा होते हैं हमारे दिल वैसे ही मुर्दा है गुनाह कर करके कर करके नॉलेज अच्छा नॉलेज क्या है पहली चीज द फर्स्ट स्टेप इन नॉलेज इज टू लिसन देन टू बी क्वाइट एंड अटेंटिव देन टू प्रिजर्व इट then to put it into practice and then to spread it ye pura level diya hai pehle sunna hai khamoshi se tawajjuh ke sath sunna hai phir jo suna hai usko yaad rakhne ki koshish karni hai phir uske baad amal ki bhi koshish karni hai logon ko aage tak pahunchana ye level hai ilm ke knowledge ke hum to pehle mein zero ho jate sunte hi nahi hai koi sahi baat bol bhi raha to hum usko dushman jante hain aapko tumhe kya pata yani ek practical example agar aap le you go to doctor And doctor will advise you, this is the problem, you have to take this medicine. You have to go there, blood test, this test, no problem. अच्छा आपको इंजीनियर के पास गए घर बनाना है बोलेगा जी ये होगा बोलेगा no problem. अच्छा टीचर के पास जाएंगे बोलेगा इस तरह पढ़ना होगा ये सब्जेक्ट होगा आप ये नहीं बोलोगे ये किताब पहले पढ़ा दे कि यू नो दैट ही हैज स्पेंड 5, 10, 20 years इन दिस फील्ड ही इज एक्सपर्ट इन दिस यानी सारी चीजों की पता है वी नेवर आर्ग्यू विद एनीबडी नॉट अ डॉक्टर चार्टर्ड अकाउंटेंट बैरिस्टर टीचर वी डोंट आर्ग्यू विद एनीबडी द ओनली पर्सन वी आर्ग्यू विद स्कॉलर मस्जिद का इमाम इफ ही एडवाइज यू दिस इज द रॉन्ग वे वाई डॉक्टर बोलेगा कि फला बेड में जाके लेट जाओ आप लेट जाओगे बोलेगा दो दफा सांस लो दो दफा लोगे बोलेगा ऐसे करो तो आप ऐसे करोगे बोलेगा ऐसे खड़े हो आप खड़े हो जाओगे आप कुछ भी नहीं बोलोगे लेकिन जब आपको कोई स्कॉलर कोई मुफ्ती कोई आलमे दीन कोई मजहबी रहनुमा कोई आपको मशाई कोई बात बता रहे होते हैं एग्रेसिव हो जाते हैं अरे इन्होंने ये कर दिया कभी डॉक्टर को तो आपने नहीं बोला था सर उस डॉक्टर ने पीली गोली दी थी इसने लाल दी थी आपने कुछ भी नहीं बोला और किसी आलिम ने आपको सही आलिम ने सही चीज बता दी तो आप फौरन आर्ग्यू करने लग जाते हैं ये प्रॉब्लम है नॉलेज ना होने का एक तो नॉलेज नहीं लिया छह कलमे पूछे तो डब्बा गोल है दुआए कुनूत मेजॉरिटी सिक्स कलमे मेजॉरिटी को नहीं नमाज जनाजा द मेथड ऑफ नमाज जनाजा एंड दुआ और नमाज जनाजा मेजॉरिटी दे डोंट नो इफ इमाम इन क्या कहते हैं ईद की नमाज में इफ दे डोंट टेल यू हाउ टू मेक इंटेंशन हाउ टू परफॉर्म योर ईद ये भी नहीं पता यानी हमें अपने बेसिक ओकेशन की जो चीजें हैं We are unaware about these things जो हमारे ऊपर फराइज में शामिल है तो जो मुस्ताहबात जो नवाफिल हैं जो सुन्नत है जो वाजिबात है वो एक अलग कैटेगरी है लेकिन हम दीनी मामलात के अंदर हमेशा उलझने लगते हैं जो कि गलत कॉन्सेप्ट है हमें इल्म हासिल करना चाहिए द बेस्ट वे दावत इस्लाम इज प्रोवाइडिंग यू प्लेटफॉर्म फिजिकली और ऑनलाइन सिस्टम हैव सम नॉलेज अबाउट व्हाट चीजें आपके ऊपर फर्ज हैं और कौन सी चीजें आपके ऊपर फर्ज नहीं है, तो इंशाल्लाह आप अपने आप को बचा लेंगे। बगैर इल्म हासिल किए आप कैसे बचाएंगे अपने आप को? अल्लाह की रहमत है वो जिसको बचाए, लेकिन उसी की तरफ से कि ये सीखना फर्ज है। तो क्या मैंने सीखा अकाइद के बारे में? वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट इज अबाउट योर अकाइद, व्हाट टू से, व्हाट नॉट टू से, वेयर टू सिट, वेयर नॉट टू सिट। दिस इज आवर बिलीफ अबाउट अल्लाह, अबाउट द प्रॉफिट, अबाउट द डे ऑफ जजमेंट, अबाउट द एंजल्स, अबाउट द हेल। दीज आर आवर बिलीफ, और जिनके ऊपर ईमान है दे आर फ्रॉम ईमानियात। और हमारे अकाइद में से इनमें से एक में भी कमी आ जाए, फारिग। इतनी मेहनत कर रहे हैं लेकिन हो क्या रहा है? अंदर जीरो। सारी मेहनत की और बाद में जीरो अगर मार्क्स में आए, बंदा कहता है यार ये क्या, मैंने तो इतनी मेहनत की थी। इट्स वन चांस ओनली इन लाइफ, देर इज नो रिटर्न, ये टू वे नहीं है, ये आगे जा रहा है, दिन वापिस नहीं आएगा। इस दुनिया से चले गए तो वापसी का रास्ता नहीं। जो सीखना है अभी सीखना, जो करना है अभी कर लो, अभी नूरी जवा तुम।
हमको बिद कर वही करना जिससे दोस्त बेजार है, क्या होना है मीठे शरबत दे मसीहा जब भी।
साथ ही रहिएगा, एक और पैकेज आइए देखते हैं।
Thank you.
sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beautiful qasida, qasida Burda Sharif. Imam Busiri alayhi rahma, subhanallah. خوش قسمتی کہ ان کے مزار پہ جانے کی سعادت ملی تھی. بڑا ایک روحانی اسپریچول, جسے کہتا ہے نا اسپریچولیٹی, وہاں پہ آپ کو ملتی ہے. ایجپٹ کے اندر ہیں ان کے مزار پہ, سکندریہ جگہ ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ ان کے مزار پر اور اپنی رحمتوں کی بارش برسائے. پوری دنیا میں کلام جو ہے یہ مشہور ہے. پہلے رسول بھائی سے بھی کچھ سنتے ہیں.
اے کاش کے آ جائے
ابرار مدینے
Because a wise person is who prepares for his journey for which he's going to go for. If you're going to go for London, for example, you're traveling for a day's journey, you're not going to take your provision with you for a week. You're only going to go for the day, so you taking provision for the whole week is not necessary. So therefore, it's important that you look at your journey which you're going to take and take your provisions for that.
For this, you have to have knowledge again.
You have to have knowledge for that. Absolutely. You have to know. In this world, one gets respect through the wealth what he earns, whereas in the hereafter, he gets respect through the virtuous deed he has done. A person who goes to the grave without provisions, meaning good deeds, is like the one who starts traveling by sea without a ship. So therefore, you have to have this knowledge that you go in a particular place, how you're going to go there, what you're going to do, and what are the things you need. We have to seek knowledge, and we have to seek the knowledge which will benefit us in the hereafter.
MashaAllah. A beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is about the knowledge. SubhanAllah. Allah Almighty will resurrect people on the day of judgment. Then He will separate ulama and say to them, O group of ulama, I know you. Allahu Akbar. Allah jinko janta hai. I know you. That's why I bless you with knowledge from myself. Isko mili hai na, ye Allah ki barkat se. That's why I bless you myself. And I did not give you knowledge so that I will inflict you with punishment. Go, I have forgiven you. Allah, this is the mercy of Allah. So those who gain the knowledge. And their level ke hai, wo bada bahut matlab high level pe hai. Acha ye yaad rakhiye, agar ilm nahi seekhenge to kya hoga? Jahalat jo hai na, ये जो अनएजुकेटेड लोग होते हैं, ये आपको एहसास कमतरी में मुब्तला करेगा. आप कॉम्प्लेक्स का शिकार हो जाएंगे. अब एक दूसरे से आप फिर जेलसी का शिकार होंगे. इससे हसद बढ़ती है. जब हसद बढ़ता है तो बैकबाइटिंग आती है, फिर स्लैंडरिंग आती है, फिर गॉसिपिंग आती है, फिर फॉल्स एक्यूजेशन आता है. और ये सारी बदअमालियों पर जाकर बंदा अपना ईमान खो देता है. शुरू कहाँ से हुआ? जहालत से. जहालत की वजह से सारी बुराइयां और ये सारी चीजें होती हैं. और बहुत सारी नरेशन, लोग पूरी पूरी रात इबादत, अच्छी बात है, लेकिन उलमा ने लिखा है कि पूरी रात नफली इबादत से बेहतर है दीन का एक मसला सीखना. जब अमीर अहले सुन्नत टीचिंग ऑन मदनी चैनल, ऑन मदनी मुजाकरे, हमें वही बात है, हमारी प्रायोरिटीज में ही नहीं है. हमें इसकी भी नॉलेज नहीं है कि क्या चीज ऊपर होनी चाहिए, किसका नीचे मकाम है. हम अपने हिसाब से चीजों को बांधे हुए हैं. अबू जर रजी अल्लाह तआला के हवाले से, he has narrated that to sit in the gathering of ulama is better than to perform 1000 rakat salah. To visit 1000 ill people, jo bimar hai unki iyadat se behtar hai ki kisi ilm ki majlis mein baithna. 1000 janazo se, 1000 funeral mein shirkat se behtar hai. Acha kisi ne uski, ya rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, better than qiraat quran, recitation of quran. Now this is very very important here. लोग कहते हैं यार हम ये पढ़ रहे हैं, ये पढ़ रहे हैं, ये पढ़ रहे हैं, इसलिए ये नहीं सीख रहे. What's the reply of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने फरमाया, क्या कुरान बगैर इल्म के नफा बख्शता है? विल बेनिफिट यू विदाउट नॉलेज? क्योंकि फायदा कुरान का बे इल्म जो है ना, उसको हासिल नहीं होता है. कुरान के लिए भी इल्म चाहिए आपको. अब आप इल्म ही नहीं सीख रहे, मैं ये भी कर रहा हूँ, वो कितनी जी मैंने 100 रकत पढ़ ली है, यार वुजू ही नहीं था आपका. 3 minutes स्पेंड एंड लर्न द फराइज ऑफ वुजू. नॉलेज यहाँ भी क्या चीज इंपॉर्टेंट मैटर कर रही है? नॉलेज. तो नॉलेज से आपको, बगैर नॉलेज के फायदा कुछ नहीं मिलेगा. बंदा बर्बादी की तरफ जाता है. जैसे वसीम भाई ने, शाहिद भाई ने भी बयान किया है कि नॉलेज ही आपको बचा सकता है. रात भर वो है ना कि घड़ी भर गौर फिक्र करना, जस्ट पॉन्डर फॉर अ मोमेंट फॉर द हेयर आफ्टर इज बेटर देन फॉर 60 ईयर वर्शिप. हदीस पाक में वॉइस, क्योंकि जो बंदा सोचेगा ही नहीं तो गुनाह से कैसे बचेगा. आखिरत की फिक्र, और सोचने के लिए भी तो नॉलेज चाहिए ना आपको. यानी घूम फिर कर बात हमारे इल्म पर आती है. ज्वाइन दावत इस्लाम, ज्वाइन ऑनलाइन कोर्सेज, मदनी काफले, नेक आमाल के कार्ड है, मदनी दौरे, दर्स हो रहा है, इज्तिमा हो रहा है. थ्रू आउट दावत इस्लामी में अगर आप देखेंगे तो नॉलेज नॉलेज, अमीर अहले सुन्नत नॉलेज के ऊपर बात करो, तो इल्म सीखो, इल्म सीखो, क्योंकि इल्म जन्नत में लेके जाएगा, विल टेक यू टू जन्नत. क्वेश्चन ऑफ द डे आइए देखते हैं इंशाल्लाह. क्वेश्चन ऑफ द डे, व्हाट स्पेशल वर्शिप इज डन ऑन फ्राइडे. स्पेशल वर्शिप ऑन द ब्लेस्ड डे ऑफ फ्राइडे, वेरी इजी. राइट आंसर चलाइएगा, इज जुमा प्रेयर. जुम्मे की नमाज ऑन द फ्राइडे, स्पेशल प्रेयर, स्पेशल वर्शिप इज जुमा प्रेयर. तो याद रखिएगा. असीम भाई क्विक क्या मैसेज देंगे, बिल्कुल शॉर्ट.
सो वेरी क्विकली, सम ऑफ मी वाचिंग, आई एम एंबैरस्ड टू आस्क दिस क्वेश्चन, आई एम एंबैरस्ड टू आस्क दिस क्वेश्चन. दिस इज आल्सो अ लैक ऑफ नॉलेज एज़ वेल. व्हेनेवर समथिंग कम्स टू योर माइंड, यू आर अनश्योर अबाउट समथिंग, आस्क द स्कॉलर्स. डोंट बी अशेम्ड टू आस्क योर क्वेश्चंस टू द स्कॉलर्स इंशाल्लाह.
सल्लू अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम.
द ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम रब्बुल आलमीन.